Hello everyone, Steve Siebold back with MentalToughnessBlog.com. Sorry once again for the delay in between posts. I've been doing so many TV interviews for this book, I think I'm setting a record. I'm not sure, but I'm doing so many to give you an idea. I did one a couple days ago and I started fading off in the middle of the interview because I'm just doing so much of it. But anyway, I want to talk to you about tonight about why I think we all need to be rich. Now, obviously, rich is a relative term. So whatever rich means to you, to me, it means options. To me, it means the ability to make your own decisions and not really have to worry about what anyone else thinks about those decisions, let's say. Now, that maybe that means that to you. Maybe it means something else. Rich could be Warren Buffett. It could be Donald Trump, or it could be a $5 million net worth. Whatever that means to you. To me, it just means freedom. But here are the five reasons I really believe we all need to be rich. And then I'd love to hear your comments, as always, on this particular idea in mental toughness. Number one is freedom for me, just me personally. Money buys freedom. Now, I'm not saying, obviously, money can make you happy because we all know. If you're listening to the Mental Toughness blog, I mean, you know as well as I do, money does not make you happy. Matter of fact, it has almost nothing to do with happiness. I probably know more miserable rich people than I do people in the middle class that are unhappy. I really do. But I also know a lot of really, really, really happy rich people since I've been interviewing these people around the world for 25 years. I've had a lot of exposure to the super rich and to the moderately rich. And a lot of them are happy, but there are also a lot of them who are miserable. And those are some of the wealthiest people I know. So obviously, we're not talking about happiness here. We're talking about something different. So number one for me, anyway, I don't know what you think about this, but for me, it's freedom. The freedom to do what you want, when you want, with whom you want, for as long as you want, without really having to worry about what anyone else thinks about that. If they like it, great. If they don't, great. You're rich enough to buy your own freedom. I think that's the greatest thing in the world. Just my opinion. No more alarm clocks. I can't remember the last time, except to get up for a TV show or a speech, that I had to wake up to an alarm clock, and I do appreciate that. And if you're in that spot where you're kind of past the alarm clock stage, you know as well as I do, that's one of the greatest things about it. It's a small thing, but it's nice not to have to get up unless you absolutely have to an alarm clock. Number two is health. And I know it shouldn't be like this. I know it shouldn't be like this, but you know, in this blog, we talk about critical thinking. And critical thinking, especially in America, tells you that if you have enough money, you can buy away a lot of your health problems. Now, you can't buy away all your health problems, obviously, but if you need a special treatment and you've got money, you fly somewhere to get it done, or you pay enough to have it done. I'm not saying that's the way it should be, but all of us know that's the way it really is. If you've got enough money, you've got a better chance of surviving a major disease. Shouldn't be like that, but that's objective reality, right now at least, until someone fixes it. Number three, just for the fun of it. Just for the fun of it. I mean, be rich just for the fun you can have. I mean, people say, well, you know, all the toys and the travel and the nice staying at the St. Regis and Bora Bora or wherever. Ah, you know, that doesn't make you happy. Well, I agree, it doesn't make you happy, but it's a heck of a lot of fun. I mean, it's a heck of a lot of fun to be able to write a check and buy what you want to buy. And I know that might sound materialistic to some people, but it's also objective reality. Now, if you don't care about those things, fine. But it's nice to be able to get what you want to get when you want to get it. Number four, opportunities. Money gives you opportunities. Money puts you in circles of influence with people who can give you opportunities that people with money cannot give you. Again, I'm not saying it's right. I've said this on stages all over the world. I've written about this in 100 different magazines. I've written books about it. And I have been criticized all over, literally, the world for saying this. What I've been called is an elitist. They say, well, you're an elitist because you say this. Well, I don't know. Maybe I am an elitist. I don't mean to be, but this is objective reality. People with money hang in circles with people with money. And that's just the way it is. I didn't make it up. That's just the way it seems to work. Having money gives you opportunities people without money don't have. Bottom line. And the last reason, it may be the best reason, I don't know, it depends on the way you think. It's certainly one of my favorites is get rich so you can give it all away. I mean, we live in a world, as you know, that needs help. It needs a lot of help. Most people are broke and they're never going to have any money because they don't think the right way to do it. Or they're living in a country or a situation where it's damn near impossible to make that happen. And we all know that, that's a fact, and it's a tough fact, but it's true. And people need help. Make money, get rich so you can give it all away. Who gives money to all the charities? I mean, I'm writing a book right now for that'll come out in 2010. We just signed a deal. It's going to be in bookstores all over the world starting in 2010 and in the mid-2010. And it's about this whole idea about money. And one of the things I talk about is that people, the middle class has criticized the world class, the rich, for, you know, for being rich, and they just go at them and say they're selfish and greedy and self-centered and narcissistic, etc. And these are the people that donate all the big sums to charity. Broke people don't donate money. They don't have the money to donate. I don't blame them. Rich people are the people that give back because they can afford to give back, and obviously they should give back. But there's a lot of need out there. Get rich so you can give it all away. I can't wait to give it all away in my will when I die. I've got it already written. It's already going away. And there are people with a heck of a lot more money than I'll ever have that will do the same thing, like Warren Buffett, for example. Get rich so you can give it all away, man. People need money. There's a lot of need out there. So those are my five reasons that all of us should get rich. And I think I'd love to hear your comments on this. I'll look forward to it. Just something for your consideration. Get rich. Get rich while you can, while you've got the opportunity. I'm Steve Siebold. Thanks for listening. I look forward to your comments.